So, Dom, how do you assess that match?
In spells, good when we passed it. It were always going to be a difficult game today. Staley would be just scrapping for every point they can get as a wee. And at times, you could see that the game were getting drawn into that. It's just we've been saying it all season, but it's just switching off at crucial times that have took a lot of points off where, you know, what we've done this season. Their first goal come from our throw-in where it weren't set up, which we work on in training. We didn't get it set right, and obviously they've broken and scored. Can't really remember too much after that from them. I thought we moved ball well. Second half, we got on top. They changed game a little bit when they brought Dickinson on, and Johan's coming and held his hand up for corner. Said that he should have marked him, but I thought he were brilliant today. And then obviously we've sent Quinny on up front, and he created three chances and we scored from one. So you can look at it and think, you know, it's a point against a team that are lower than us, and yeah, I take that on board. But it's a point that we've gained. We've only lost one in six now. Apart from switching off for the corner and switching off from the throw-in, we didn't really leave too many gaps or let them have too many chances.
So why do you think there were these lapses in concentration?
I say it all the time. We've got a young team. You get lapses in concentration. I said it last week again, you're only going to develop consistency the more you play. And the lads that are here now, the younger lads that have got, you know, teams watching them, are going to be even better for it next season. But we need to get through this season. We need to give them that experience. And, you know, I'm sure the fans here will remember the likes of Luke Waterfall in his first year, Andrew Boyce in his first year. After that, they went on and made club money. So it's same with Johan, Brad, Josh, Alex Wiles, Jordan Fewless. They're young players. They need support. They need that guidance. And Johan's only going to learn from making mistakes like that. How can you learn if you don't make mistakes?
Speaking of Johan, you gave him the captain's armband. Is that something you've been considering for a while?
No. Obviously, we've got Matty Thornhill suspended today. I wanted to give Johan that experience of captaining Gainsborough. He was captain for Sheffield United under-21s all last season. He's captain Wales. So, you know, I wanted to give him that responsibility today.
And how do you feel he coped with the responsibility?
I mean, I don't really look like from stand, but I thought he were excellent, apart from when he didn't pick up his man from corner.
Josh Lacey, first off, booked for diving. Is that something you speak to players about when that happens?
No.
Do you feel it's part of the game, or was he just unlucky? Or
no, there'll probably be a debate about this on Match at Day tonight, whether it's cheating or what, but you do what you need to do to win. And that's how I look at it. You know, if he felt contact, you know, then it's only like this in middle of pitch where if you feel contact, you're going to go down to get a free kick. So he's done it in box. Refs deemed it a dive and booked him, but their lads dove 10 minutes previous and not booked him. So it's just a little bit of consistency. But if he felt a touch, which he said he felt a slight touch, then I'm not going to criticise him.
Crowd today, first time this season, a few boos. Is that something you hear, pick up on?
No, I don't pick up on it. I mean, while I'm playing, it's obviously I get directed at a few insults, but, you know, I've had it here for the last 5 years, so you can look at that and think, obviously, they're unhappy. These fans need to remember that, you know, I class this as my football club as well. It's my 6th year now. Every time I play, I give absolutely everything for it. So I get frustrated. It's not just a case of the fans just thinking that I'm turning up and picking up my money and not bothering about it. I think anybody can see over the last 6 years that I am bothered about this football club. They're entitled to boo. It's, you know, they pay good money and they pay their hard-earned money. But I thought, on the flip side, they were brilliant for the last 20, 25 minutes when we were going on to win game, and the lads really picked up on that. I only picked up on boos at half-time, and obviously when we made certain substitutions, but the subs worked today, because when getting an equaliser and looked like we were going to win game, as a football manager, you can't keep everyone happy, you can't keep every fan happy, you can't keep every player happy. You have to try and do your best. But, you know, 99.99% of fans have been absolutely brilliant so far this season and were today. You know, it's part and parcel of being a football manager that you get flack. I'm getting it while I'm playing as well, but I'll take it on chin. I had it at the start of last season when I was playing fullback. Certain fans saying that my legs had gone. I were rinsing club of money, and then I went in centre half and did well. So, and I've come back again. They need to remember that it's my third game. Like I said to you before pre-season, before the game, I had a 6-7 week pre-season. I haven't had 6-7 games to build up into it. I haven't had 20 games to maintain my fitness. This is my third game. And I don't think I'm coping too bad at the moment, so it's my third game. I don't know what you think.
Me? Oh, I just ask questions. Thank you.
No worries.